Hey, everybody. Glad to have you guys with us. This is the Valley Outdoors. You came to the right place. You're going to hang out. You're not leaving. You're not doing anything but listening to us for the next 30 minutes. It's going to be great. We've got Don, the co-host, that's normally absent, and he is absent, but he is at the SHOT Show. We're going to be talking with him about a lot of the cool things going on. What's happening on the range? He does have capability of accessing the firing range, which is awesome, which you don't get very often. So he's home on the range, as they say. We're going to be talking a little bit about what's going on with the ice fishing tournaments with the questionable weather, that and more. You're going to hang around. We'll be right back. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Hey, Ava, what's going on?
You know, I am just here, ready to...
I am just here.
No, I'm excited. No matter where you are listening, you get to go to Las Vegas today with
us. Yep, a virtual Las Vegas trip.
How cool is that?
A virtual Vegas trip.
Did you notice we were not invited?
Oh, I was invited, but I chose not to go. I wanted
you
to hang around.
You could have lied and said, yeah, Ava.
I didn't want to make, well, I guess I did make.
Ava was not invited.
Yeah, Ava is not invited. No, you got a job to do here that's critical.
Yeah.
You can't
have fun.
Of course, I
can't
get out
go anywhere.
Necessarily my either, so what do you do? So anyway, well, Don, we're going to be talking with him later in the show. We're going to be talking about what's going on in the range.
At the SHOT Show.
At the SHOT Show. Mm-hmm. And he's got some stats. I think it's as big, if not bigger, this year than it has been. And we have some updates to post on Facebook. Got some photos that he sent to us already.
Yeah, video, which is cool.
And video.
And the cute dog.
Yep.
I'm sure we'll talk about the cute dog.
Probably talk a little bit about that. Yeah. So there's, the SHOT Show is a big deal. So kind of a...
What if Don Cleaver came home with a puppy from Vegas?
He'd probably need to find a bed at the station. Because
I don't think Judy would have...
No, the better half in that program would say...
You're staying in Vegas.
Car or some, don't bother coming home.
Right.
That's not a good thing. I think it'll be pretty cool. Next week, give you a little primer for next week. We have one of the tournament director for the National Walleye Tournament is coming to Red Wing. And there's been a lot of controversy in the limit, or the, I should say, the limits that have been placed on that tournament. They had originally decided that they were going to limit the tournament to the Minnesota side only. A lot of controversy surrounding that. A lot of it had to do with past history this last year with some rulings that were unfortunate with anglers. And so a lot of things that came up. So they're going to be just getting us in tune with what's happening there. So that's going to be coming up. And they're actually making a decision. I had talked with the tournament director, Jeff Kelm, at length regarding that particular decision. So they're actually going to discuss maybe a different option. So if you're thinking of fishing the tournament and it kind of turned you off to say you're only fishing half of the waters.
Well, is this guy that we're talking to a fan or foe? Do we like him or do we not like him?
Oh, he's a decent guy. Well, you know, and it's a good point you bring up, and I can talk about it now. We talked at length. In that tournament director role, he has a company that operates it. He was basically voluntold. He really wanted to be a bump tank guy and an announcer on stage, which is what he does. And then he was voluntold that he is now the tournament director. Well, as a tournament director, you're basically under the rule of the company first, and then the major sponsor, which in this case is Johnny Morris of Bass Pro Shops. So last year, when there was controversies that we've already talked about, I needed to go on to that. We ad nauseum, we've talked about it. The rulings were made after the tournament was complete. So it wasn't Jeff that was actually making the decisions. He had to make decisions, or excuse me, he had to announce what the decisions were made from corporate.
So he's the messenger.
And you know what? You many times you get shot if you're the messenger. And that's the unfortunate aspect. So Jeff is a tournament fisherman. He used to be a tournament fisherman. And unfortunately placed into that position, you don't have much choice if you don't have all the information. So needless to say, it's unfortunate. You get into a tournament fishing situation with a director. We talked to Jason out in Lake Erie with that big cheating scandal that went on. We talked with him, and Jeff and Jason are friends, and they talk quite a bit, and they bounce each ideas off each other. And you have to, because it's a thankless job to be a tournament director. It really is. There's no win. And that's one role I would never, ever wish on anybody.
Sure.
You can't make the right call. If you make a decision, then someone's going to have a problem with it. So it really is one of those issues that comes up that, no thanks. But we're going to be talking with Jeff Kelm from the National Walleye Tour, not to get down in the weeds too far with it. So we're going to talk with him.
Feel bad for this guy that we're going to be talking to.
Yeah, but you know what? We're going to see what happens. I'm not sure what the decision is. And you know what? The fun part is, you guys will know when we're on air what's going to go on. And I don't mind calling a spade. And we're going to call a heart. If it's a good thing, we'll call it that too. So, speaking of tournaments, a lot of questions right now surrounding ice fishing tournaments in Minnesota. A lot of pushbacks going on right now because of how difficult the ice conditions have been. Of course, the DNR regulates permits for ice fishing tournaments and regulations for the events that are held on public waters. And of course, that's the key there. And of course, the DNR does not determine whether or not the tournament should be moved or canceled. And as of right now, the number of permits that they issued is just about the same as it was last year. There are about 52 permits for this 2024 season. And one of them was already canceled. And there's others, and they go all the way out to March 9th. So I think what's going to be a telltale, and we'll get into the rest of it after the break, but I think there's some things that are coming up, and you'll see it once we start talking about this, that it could be a crazy, crazy year coming up for ice fishing as well as open water. So tell you what, we're going to be coming right back. We're going to talk with Don from the SHOT Show, and we're going to talk a little bit about the ice fishing as well. Tournaments and good, bad, or indifferent, what's going to happen with those things. So stay tuned. More Valley Outdoors coming right up. Don't move.